Good morning to you. This is Brother Jonah coming to you this morning again. And it's amazing in this life how we have a lot of good things that cost a lot of money. A lot of fine foods in this county that we live in, but yet very few, if any, are free. A lot of fine homes and different types of automobiles and furniture and just all the comforts of this life. They're all around us. They're at the stores that we go to. They're at the catalogs that we look through. But yet they all come with a price, and they're very expensive. You don't find too many stores open today to where you can go in and just have a heyday and load your buggy up or load your cart up and get to the register, and yet there's no bill, or the bill has been paid. And that's just the fact of the society that we've always lived in, not just today in 2013. Just been that way forever. Any time that mankind has a good to sell, they want the most they can get out of it. But in Isaiah 55, it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." You know, it's a blessing to realize and to know that we can come to the Lord Jesus. And if we would thirst and hunger after righteousness, he will fill us with milk and oil and wine without money and without price. There's no long lines there. There's no need to clip the coupons. There's no need to get the 10% off or to get somebody a gift card. But see, when we go to this register, the bill has been paid. And we can acquire all that we need to acquire to live godly in Christ Jesus without money and without price. There is no charge, beloved. All we have to do is to hunger and thirst after those things that be of God. All we have to do is turn ourselves away from this wicked world, turn ourselves away from the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And when we do that and we begin to hunger and thirst after the things of God, he says, "Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price." Won't that be a blessed day? Well, not only is that a reality today, but there will be coming a day when we reign with him in eternity, that all things will be without money and without price. But the only thing today that cost us nothing is to hunger after those things that are true and holy and pure. And that's why he goes on to say in verse 6, he says, "To seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, and for he will abundantly pardon." You see, we must have a heart that is seeking after the mind of God. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near." We must be a people, men and women, that learn to seek the Lord. Our meetings, when we gather together through the midweek and on Sunday mornings or evenings, they got to be more than formality. We just can't go and sing our songs and preach our sermons and think everything's going to be just like it always needs to be. But we must find ourselves in a place of seeking the Lord, falling upon our face and crying out to God that he would save us and deliver us and keep us from all the wickedness that this world is pushing and pressing upon our life. That's why he commands us and exhorts us in verse 7 to let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy. If this is the charge for the wicked and the charge for the unrighteous, how much more is it a charge for the holy and the righteous to forsake his way, to forsake his unrighteous, wicked thoughts, and turn to the Lord Jesus, that he may have mercy upon us, and God may come and abundantly pardon? Oh, that God would help us. Oh, that God would cause us to turn to him. Because his thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways his ways. You see, we think we have it figured out. We think we understand the problem and know the answers. And we pray our prayers according to such. But beloved, we need to find ourselves seeking his ways. We need to find ourselves seeking his thoughts. Because they're totally, totally different than what we would think. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh, that God may visit us again. Oh, that God would send forth revival amongst his people. Oh, that the Father would see a people that longs to worship him in spirit and in truth. That his word may go forth from our mouths and not return void. That it may please the Lord, and that he may prosper us in this world that we live. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come to the water. He that hath no money, let him come. Let him buy. Let him eat till his fill. He can do so without money and without price. If you turn to Jesus today, he'll make everything complete and fulfilled in your life. It'll cost you nothing, but it'll cost you everything. God bless you.